Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is Art Ferguson from Michigan, and I guess Art Ferguson from Florida at times, too. But welcome to the program, Art.
Thanks, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You know, you're one of the anglers that I know, and I think maybe the only angler that has made it through the Federation to the Classic, made it through the Opens to the Classic, and then also made it through the Tour to the Classic. And that has to be very, very neat for you to think that you can make it through all three of those fashions.
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, Terry, I really can't believe I've made it through any of them. I don't consider myself one of the greats in bass fishing, but man, it sure is an honor. It amazes me. I'm in awe every time I think about that kind of statistic in my career. That this is the fourth time I'm going to the Classic, and it's a different avenue again. It's amazing to me.
Well, the Opens, you know, it seems like forever ago you won the Northern Opens, and it's one of those things where when you go through that and you have just a great fall and get that opportunity, but that's going to probably be the last time. It looks like the Open are going to allow five guys to come out of them to win it, so it's kind of a neat thing for that as well.
Yeah, it's BASS seems to be doing a lot of changes all the time in their way they do things, but it gives us different opportunities to make the Classic through different avenues, I guess. And yeah, it does seem like forever ago, and the Classic's still a couple months away. It's been a long time. I think I was crowned a points leader for the Northern Bass Division back in early October, I guess it was. So it's been quite a few months. Had a lot of time to let it sink in and everything, and I'm ready to go.
Well, I kid you a little bit about, you know, you live in Florida during the cold weather months, and then, of course, you're from Michigan originally. But what happens is you've got such a wide variety of different fisheries to fish from. Now you're going to go to Lake Wylie in North Carolina, and that ought to play pretty well into your hands because you've got that background.
Yeah, I consider myself a versatile fisherman, definitely a gift from God, and I use it to the best of my advantage. I won my first Bassmaster event, as you recall, back in 2000 on a reservoir on Wheeler Lake. And, you know, I'm not that knowledgeable about reservoirs, but as years go on and you get more accustomed to the different kinds of body of water, it starts playing its role, and you can start adapting to these waters a little better.
Well, you know, Art, you shift back a little bit and talk about the Federation, you know, and how important that was to you. And, you know, Mike Iaconelli, of course, is a name that, you know, won the Classic last year. And, you know, it's kind of neat to see some of these Federation guys. And really, it's time on the water because the Federation anglers seem to be guys stepping up to the plate.
Well, you know, it's everyone's dream to qualify for these championships, especially the Bassmasters Classic. And it's a drive in you to accomplish that. And these weekend anglers that are just sitting there in their jobs like I used to do and dreaming about becoming a pro full time and everything, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. And you know, that desire becomes what you move for in the fishing aspect of your life. You know, and it is neat to see a lot of younger guys that are coming, even older guys that are coming out of the Federation and becoming pros. It's quite an accomplishment.
Well, you know, you think about it, and really the difference is, you know, from a pro angler, from a weekend angler to a pro angler, there's not a lot of them in one tournament. You know, a guy can go out in one tournament like the Classic, be able to find some fish, be able to dial in on those fish, and really have an opportunity to fish against the best of the best and go out there and really compete against them, I believe.
Yeah. It's a tournament that, you know, it's anybody's ball game. You play it right. You just got to be prepared and focus, you know.
Well, a lot of guys have started careers out of, you know, that one opportunity to go to the Classic. Danny Correa from Massachusetts got second. And then we had Brian Kershaw, who won the thing, you know, came back and won the thing. And then, of course, right after that, Dalton Bobo, who had one dead fish, cost him a chance at the championship. So, you know, the guys through the Federation ranks and actually the Federation anglers have done well in years past.
Oh, yeah. I believe that, and it's going to happen again probably.
Well, you know, now you've shifted gears. Now you're a full-time pro. You guide and guide both in Florida and in Michigan. And, you know, you think about this thing and being a full-time touring pro. How's that changed your life in relationship to having that, you know, 8-to-5 job?
Oh, it's now it's a 5 to 9 o'clock at night job. You know how it is. It's fishing. Most people think fishing's an easy life, and boy, I'd love to do that. But I'll tell you what, when you start getting into the business aspect of fishing you know, working with your sponsors, and like you said, I'm a full-time fishing guide, so when I'm not tournament fishing, I'm out teaching people how to fish and putting them on fish, and there's a lot to it, you know, keeping up with clients and keeping up with sponsors and keeping up with the fish, more importantly, and you know, you just got to balance your life out, and it's an exciting life. I enjoy it a lot. I complain more than I should, you know. Every once in a while, you got to take check there and realize what you used to do, and you know, I'm very thankful to God that I do what I do. I know it's a gift from Him, and just want to use it for His glory.
Well, it's amazing, you know, the amount of people say, boy, you know, you fish, it must be easy. And you know, the 50,000 miles on the road is a tough part, and you know, we talk about that. Then you talk about the idea you get up, you know, before most people even think about getting up 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning to prepare for the event, and then going and getting in the, you know, the event started and all that kind of stuff. And then after the event, and then also the sponsorship stuff, man, oh, man, it starts to be a lot of time and not much sleep.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's hard to something that I've just put into my goals in life are three things that I feel real important right now, and that is prioritizing, you know, things in my life and getting things in order and finding time to rest. You know, you get burnt out in anything that you do if you're not doing those three things right there. And those are the goals of my life right now, is just putting things in order and finding out what's most important in my life. And you know, you gotta, in the fishing world, you have to do all those things, you know, taking care of, you know, even though tournament fishing is the thing I really enjoy doing and competition like that, I have also a full-time job of guiding and dealing with sponsors, and I have to take care of those things, and I'm lacking in that right now, and just trying to get that in order. You know, I've just had an opportunity, you know, when you make the Bassmasters Classic, it opens up doors for you to go out and pursue, you know, sponsors and things like that, and I've just been real fortunate recently. Kistler Custom Rods just picked me up, and you know, working with Trey there and getting things in order there, and also Bandit Lures, Bandit Crankbaits wants to work with me through the Classic, and things like that get going. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot more work, you know. You gotta get things in order.
Well, the idea of having those sponsors, you know, nobody could go out there and fish without those sponsors. And it's amazing, you know, as you look at this sport, how these sponsors, we used to be endemic. They used to be everybody within the fishing industry. Now they're people outside the industry. You know, they're non-endemic people. And you see the people like State Farm and, you know, Progressive Insurance, a lot of the people who've been there, you know, and you start thinking, wait a minute now, hey, this thing might be all right for everybody as far as advertisers are concerned.
Oh yeah, there's it's endless. The market's wide open. It's just a matter of how you promote yourself and what you can do for them. And boy, there's a lot of people out there willing to help you out, you know. And that's what I'm looking for as far as sponsors go, is real partners, you know, that we can work together, and they see my vision and I see theirs, and we can help promote each other. It's awesome. You know, I'm learning more about the business aspect of this fishing the more I do it. I've been doing it 14 years now and just still learning a lot about this stuff. And, you know, it's out there for us, and it's a great sport, growing sport, and a lot of businesses are seeing that and want to get involved. So it's cool. I think it's real important, you know, to have that bonding with the sponsors that you're dealing with. You know, you got to really have an openness with them and you to go out and do with what the purpose of that agreement is.
Well, you know, it's funny, in life it's that way. You know, if you have a job that you absolutely hate, you don't seem to do as good a job, you know. And what happens is, when you get with the people who you like to work with, and it really doesn't become work anymore, you know, it seems like a partnership versus work. And that's really a cool part of this thing, and I know in fishing business it's not any different.
Right. Well, you know, I'm learning. That's something that I've just been thinking about, is the networking in this industry is really incredible. You know, just like I've been friends with you for years, and just the different avenues that open up there in this business. It's not just all about fishing, but the fishing is our drive, you know. I used to think that I could do this on my own. When I first started out 14 years ago in the Federation, I was a young, cocky, arrogant kid that made the Classic, thought I was going to go conquer the world, and it doesn't work that way. and you realize how much you need the people in your life, you know, in this fishing industry and out of it, you know, family and friends, and definitely for me, I need, you know, God more than anything. And it's really neat how it all works out and how you learn as you go through it.
Well, Art, I tell you what, I appreciate you being with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at Lake Wylie, because I think that's going to play right into your hands. I know you're a great deep water fisherman. You know, a lot of pressured lakes, you're used to that where you live, and it should be a fun time there at Lake Wylie.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I enjoy structure fishing, and I think that's what it's going to be on that body of water with that much pressure and boating traffic and that time of year. So I'm hoping to go out there and do some good.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.